We are up to Siman Reish Beis Seif Beis. It begins Haboser. Okay, Boser is a mini grape. So this is built off of the Gemara Brachas Lam Mevav Amud Beis, which brings the Mishnah from Shviyas Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud. And there it says, Me'ema se in kotzitzin bi'ilonos bashvias. At what point are you not allowed to cut down a Shemitah tree? Why would you not be allowed to cut down a Shemitah tree? I think Rashi says over there on the spot, in Brachos, at least, la'ochlov lo lehefsin. You have to eat the fruits and not destroy the fruits. If you're going to cut down the tree, the assumption is you're not going to pick off all the fruit that are on that tree. They're just going to go to waste. And therefore, by cutting down the tree, you are destroying the fruit. I think Zevi read to me the Rambam. The Rambam says slightly differently. But the point is, at what point are the fruit considered fruit that you can't knock down the tree? Now, there's a separate shaila. How can you not knock down a cherry tree? It's about Tashlus. It's Nisa Daraisa, and Tosis has a kasha. The Rambam addresses that. Fine. We're not going to get into that right now, but they answer that kasha. Now the kasha is, you're cutting down a tree on Shemitah, thereby destroying the fruit. At what point in the development, at what stage in the development of the fruit, are the fruit considered to be fruit? Before that point, they're not yet considered fruit, and it comes a certain point where when they're teeny tiny, itsy bitsy, teensy weensy, they don't count as fruit, and then they reach a certain stage of their development, a certain size, basically. Then they become halachically fruit, and you cannot cut down the cherry tree. So Beis Shammai says every tree when the fruit start to come out, that's already, it's considered fruit. You can't knock down the cherry tree. Beis Hillel says most trees, like Beis Shammai, when the fruit come out. However, carobs, grapes, and olives have a different shear. One is Misha Yishushu, one is Misha Yigru, one is Misha Yanitsu. We're not going to get into what that means. Fine. Now, in terms of grapes, Rav Asi points out in the Gemara, who bosar, who kaput halavan, who garua. So the word bosar over here is the same word as garua, which is the shear of grapes, misha yigru. And Rashi said, Rav Asi tells us it's kaput halavan when it is the size of a white bean. Now, there's a three-way machlokes, let's say, haposkim, probably Rishonim, between the Mechaber, the Ramah, and the Gra. The Mechaber, let's start with the Ramah. The Ramah holds that whatever it says over here, let's do Tosis first. Okay, Tosis says, when the fruit reached this stage of development, whatever it is, I'm not getting into details, I'm not a farmer, might not go in there. When the fruit reaches that stage of development, it becomes a fruit. And Tosus extends it, Mikan Yesh Lilmod, the Albosar, when you have these little grapes have not yet developed, and it's less than the size of a bean, you're not going to say a Bori Priya 8, you're going to say a Bori Priya Dhamma. It's not yet a developed enough of a developed grape to be halachically considered a grape, and therefore it is not a 8, but rather a Dhamma. So Tosus makes this extension from the Mishnah we're talking about knocking down the cherry tree on Shemitah to the bracha of Bori Pri Ha'etz. So the Ramah says, yeah, we take that comparison all the way through. Whatever it says over here by Shemitah, that's the halachas of when you say Bori Pri Ha'etz on these specific fruit. That means all the fruit, Mishe Yotziu, and there's a difference between carobs, grapes, and olives. The Mechaber says, no, grapes are different than all other fruit. By grapes, we look at what it says here. Every other fruit is when it Mishe Yotziu, when the fruit comes out. And the Gra says nothing doing. There's no comparison, there's no connection. One has nothing to do with the other. This is talking about Shemitah, has nothing to do with brachos whatsoever, and there's a totally different shear, and that is Onas Hamaisis. Whenever the fruit is developed enough to be Chayiv and Trumas Hamaisis, at that point it becomes, it gets its regular bracha. Once it reaches the level of onus amaisis, which is generally one third of its growth, it's chayav and shumas amaisis, and now it gets the proper bracha. If it's a proper bracha, it's an eight. If it's a little less than that, it's not chayav and shumas amaisis. and the bracha will be Bari Pri Hadama. It goes down a notch.
Is it less of a shear?
What did you say?
The grah is less. I mean, the grah is more.
It sounds like the grah is more. Because we're going to see the bialacha goes to the grah. And the way he said it, sounds like the grah is a chumah. So that's
it. It's not even edible at one third, is it? Fruit one third of its growth is not ready to be eaten?
I don't know. I assume it is ready to be eaten, but I don't know. I hear what you're saying, like, the Maisa, but the whole point of it's Chayav and Shumas and Maisa, and it gets its, it now, I don't know the right word, acquires, gets, obtains, whatever the word is, it now gets the regular bracha, I assume it is. I don't know. Okay, so let's see that inside. Reis. Haboser. Boser is a mini grape. Kozman shlo higia likipul halavan, as long as it hasn't reached the growth, the size of a white bean, mavarech alav bari pri ha'adamah. You're going to make a bari pri ha'adamah. Umishu kipul alavan ve'elach, but once it reaches that stage of development and growth and size, mavarech alav bari pri ha'etz. How big is a white bean? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Umitoh shelo noda lanu shir pul alavan. We don't know exactly the size of these white beans. I also imagine there are a number of different beans on the market that are white, and I imagine that they're different sizes. La'ola mavarech bar pi adama, and therefore we have a suffix, and therefore you're going to go, I don't know, l'chumra, I don't know if that's the right word, but you're going to say bar pi adama. We'll see why in a minute. Ashiyeh gadol biyoser, until you know for sure that it's larger than a pul halavan, until it's basically almost fully grown. That's a din by these grapes. Ushar kol ha'ilan, and all other trees, including olives and carobs, which are listed in that Mishnah in Shviyas, quoted in Brachas Lamavav. Ushar kol ha'ilan mishayotziu pri mevarech and olive bar pri ha'etz. As soon as the fruit comes out, we make a bar pri ha'etz. However, provided that, now I don't know what that means. It's a teeny tiny, eensy peensy, teensy weensy little thing. Like, I don't know what that means. But now he's saying, provided that shloye mar o ofritz bioser, it can't be terribly bitter, and sour, which I imagine it is when it's that little. Ad she'ein roi lachila fi adetchak, that's not even edible, because if it's so small and so, well, we don't really care about the size so much, but if it's so bitter that you can't, and sour that you can't even eat it, the az im avarchan olav kla, you're not going to make a bracha on it at all. It's not edible. It's like eating a piece of paper. So we said that the grape has to reach the size of a white bean. We're talking about the golga, the size. If it's not yet that big, he says bore pri adama. Why? The kol davar shegadol al ha'ilan, anything that grows on a tree. The eino ikar ha'pri, I'm going to discuss more of this in the coming next week. If it grows on a tree, but it's not the ikar ha'pri, you're going to say a bore pri adama. Adirshu, I don't know why they put the footnote over here exactly, but Adirshu has a footnote 17, which is very important. And that is, we have a Mishnah that basically lumps together carob, grapes, and olives. And that's going to be, we didn't get there yet, but Shitas HaRamah is carobs, grapes, and olives are in the same boat because they're the exception to the rule, as is delineated in our Mishnah in Shviyas. But why would the Mechaber just go with grapes and leave out the other two? Like, if you're going to go with this Mishnah, so go with the Mishnah all the way. If you don't go with the Mishnah, so then don't go with the Mishnah. But why is he singling out grapes? So Dirshu points out from the Levush and the Aruch HaShulchan, because the ikar of a grape is its potential to be turned into wine. And grapes that are smaller than this size, you can't turn into wine. Now, I don't know anything about olives and how big an olive has to be to turn it into olive oil. Maybe anyway, olive oil is bitter, so if the olives are small and the olive oil is more bitter, then maybe it's not a big deal. I don't know. But they're singling out grapes because of its potential to turn it into wine. That is its tachlis, and therefore grapes are different than all other fruit in this regard. Fine. We don't know how big is this pul halavan. Mishabura says yes, because yesh kama minim gdolim uktanim. There are all different types of beans that are white. Fine. Yud Dalit. So you're always going to say Bari Pi Adama until it's a certain size, until it's quite large. Mishum. So this is the story that we're going to see again and again in the coming weeks. And that is a tree comes from the ground, but the ground does not come from a tree. So if I say Bari Pi Adama on an apple and an orange, I am Yotzek. Because it comes from Adama. Now Chazal and Masakin, a more specific bracha to give more covet to Hashem, to single out the tree. But if you left out the tree, it's an emes dika bracha. The apple comes from the ground, because the tree comes from the ground, and you're going to be yotze. Mashenkin, see, barpia eights and a cucumber. A cucumber does not come from an eight, and therefore, if you say barpia eights, you are not yotze. So whenever you, as a general rule, you have a suffix ha eight, suffix Adama, you're going to say a bore pri ha Adama. Because Adama, the path is an eight. The issue here, point, has a very good kasha, which we're not going to answer, but we can point out the kasha, and that is by Bosar. Later on, the Shulchan Aruch passes that by Bosar, even though you're supposed to say Adama, if you say Ha'etzi Yotze. So then what does it matter? Why are you picking say Adama? He's saying, oh, because Adama passes Ha'etz. Well, Ha'etz always passes Bosar, even if it's supposed to be Adama. It's not, a Bosar is still not a cucumber, it still comes from the tree. Fine. That's a kasha, it's a shtickle stira, ayin shem for homework. We come. No way. Well, on what? On both, so yes. On mini, these sure mini grapes.
I have strawberries. And I'm not sure. I can't remember. Can I just say it?
Call you a rabbi. I don't know if we. I don't know if we do that. So you're not sure? Meaning, yeah, it's b'diavad. Or we have a halachic uncertainty because I don't know the proper bracha. Yeah, so then I don't know. Yeah, you have to go look it up. You have to email your ask a rabbi, your shayla. Get on the phone. Okay. When we come akum, vayter in sifkat in yudalad. We come akum, bekigon ze ein lechom em kishir shechai bracha achorin ala b'toch hasuda, kem eshu sofik, im evarich alem, achareyem ein shalosh obrein afashis. Ooh, so, the sofik ha'etz adama is no big deal. If you yotze, always yotze ha'etz with adama, in this case, even yotze ha'etz doesn't really matter. But this is a separate problem, because if it doesn't yet have the status of a grape, then the bracha achron is going to burn the fashas. If it has the status of a grape, shiva samina, the bracha achron is going to be ala eitz, va priya eitz, and that's a much bigger deal. Because eitz adama flip a coin, doesn't really matter all that much. Or we said go with adama, kadama patas eitz. But burn the fashas is assumed to not pater ala eitz, and ala eitz is not pater burn the fashas. And you can't, they don't write the permission to say in ala eitz, even if it does cover the burn the fashas. And so that's a big problem. So there he says, in terms of don't eat a shear, and if you eat a shear, eat it in the middle of a suda where there's going to be no bracha achron. Still going to be bracha rishona, because fruit in the middle of a meal, we said you make a bracha rishona, but there's not going to be a bracha achron. Mishmas of katan tesvav, wait until the grape is godol biyoser. The imlifi maris ayin kvart nigmar bishulo, if you can tell that it's fully developed. So even though it's small, ain't nafkimina klal begodol. We don't really care about the size. The size is just supposed to determine what stage of development it is. But if you could tell that it's a fully developed grape, even if it's a little grape, that's okay too. Sifkotan tazayin. So the shear for other ilanos is mishe yotziu pri. Mishe Bera says, afal gav shem adayin tani biyose. Even though they're very tiny. Again, but we said provided that, it's not terribly sour and bitter. But if it's inedible, then you're not going to make any bracha at all. Mishab Sifkatan Yud Ches, Achin Roy Lachila Fila Deetchak, Mavur Mizet, sounds like from here, Dim Alko Parim Neecholamai Deetchak. Let's say you can't eat it, but Ayy Deetchak. You don't want to eat it, but it's edible. Nothing to write home about. Afal Gav Shechamutu Mumarim Hem Gidach Peros Bekatnusim, even though they're sour and bitter, which is the derech of peros when they are small. It sounds like from the mechaber that you're going to make a regular bracha as long as it's edible, even if it's small and sour and bitter. As long as it's edible, you're going to make a proper bracha. However, continues the Mishaburah, uvachai adam v'chein b'sefer olos Ephraim pik b'ku b'din zeh, they highly question this din v'daitim and they hold it b'kagon zeh inavarech ala shahako. When you eat these very bitter, very sour things that are barely edible, but they are edible, you're going to say shahako. unless you do something to them to make them more edible. In lo shebishlam o shemitkam buur, daz mevarech alav bari pe'eitz. Unless you cook it or you do something to it, you spice it up to make it taste decent, then you're going to make its regular bracha bari pe'eitz. Why? Kevin shu pri be'etzem elash tzarach tikun, because this is a pri, it just doesn't taste good. If you could do something to make it taste good, great. So then it's going to get its regular bracha. Good test. Aim of barchan of klal. If it's inedible, the eats ba'amachosh. If it's like a piece of wood, you don't make a bracha if you eat a piece of wood, piece of paper. But I feel it's gonna day or now. Even if you do something to it, you spice it up and make it edible. Gamkin aim of barchan of rak shahako. You're only gonna say shahako because lemaisa. It's not edible as a fruit. You're doing something to it. If it's not edible as a fruit, it doesn't have the status of a fruit, even though you can do something to it, make it edible, so you're going to make a shahako. You're not going to make a bari pe'etz on that. Ukudin gar'in in shemitkam, we'll see, like you say, you take a pit of a fruit, which is not edible, and you do something to it to make it edible, you're not going to say, you're not going to make a bari pe'etz on that. Look at the bottom, Mesharatin, oh, it's your test. Magen Avraham, b'shem achron. However, uvisefer olos afrayim cholek azeh v'dayet of the kosher in a gufa pri. I'm sorry. The kosher ochel gufa pri lo ichpat lam b'mashoyu mitchil amarim. If this is the gufa pri, says you can't compare a little small inedible fruit that you are making edible by doing something to it. You can't compare it to the pit because the fruit's not made for the pit. The pit is the pit. It's not the fruit. Here it's the fruit. It's just not ready yet. So if it's inedible, so it's inedible. You don't make a bracha. But if you do something to make it edible, the mechaber says that you're gonna say. Where are we? No, I'm sorry. We're saying it's not edible. If it's not edible, Mechaber says don't make a bracha on it. And even if you make it edible, you're only going to make a shahakol on it. Because it's like a pit. And these poskim are saying it's not like a pit because it's planted for this fruit. And even though it wasn't edible in its raw stage, but if you can do something to it to make it edible, then you should make a bari priya eitz on it. The kosher ochel gufa pri, you're eating the ikar pri, lo echpat lam b'masha hayu mitchila marim. We don't care it started out bitter. And the kosher ruyin lachila achshav, if you right now made it edible, aydei shiestaki meza davar, however you did that, mavarcha labar pri eitz, and you cannot compare this to gar'inim, to the pit. In addition, points out, a lot of times you have a cluster of grapes, and there's always some small ones. So the small ones have a different bracha than the big ones. So it brings down over here, the issue of footnote 21, paragraph 2, from the Chazon Ish. The shear is going to be that you could see through the grape, see the pits inside. When you have a fully grown grape, can you see the pits through the thing? Okay, so that's going to be the shear according to the mechaber. No, if you could see the pits, then it's ripe. So what if most of them you can see the pits and some of them you can't? Or what if them are, most of them are large on the cluster and some are small? So he says that it's okay. It's all bari pe'etz. That's the derech, and he says that that's going to be fine. Ramah. Hagav, Yesh Omrim, Dal Charuvin, right? So the Mechaber singled out grapes and left the other two fruit from the Mishnah, he like left them out. And the Ramah says, nothing doing. Either we go with the Mishnah or we don't. We're going with the Mishnah. And just like grapes are an exception to the rule, so are Charuvin and so are Zeisim. So V'yesh Omrim, Dal Charuvin, Inim Bavarach Bar Pe'etz, Ad She'ir Eben, Kimin Shar Shiroz, Shel Charuvin. Something that you see in the development of a carob. Until they grow something around them. Also from that Mishnah. But if you eat these two fruit before it has that stage of development, hold on a second. Hold on, let's finish the Biralacha. Biralacha. Dibar Mas Ushar Kola Ila Mishayotziu Kamin Sharsha Raos. Interesting. Okay, it's a v'chulei. So it's going on like the second half of the Mechaber and the first half of the Rama. I am bebir agra. So this is the third sheet. We said the Mechaber is Mechaber and Magra. This is the Gra. I am bebir agra shecholek apsaka shulchan aruch v'ochiach the kol elu asimanim, all these simanim from the Mishnah and Shmiyas lo nizkir b'shaas rak in Israel kitzitas ilonos v'shmiyas. It's talking about not cutting down the cherry tree on Shmita. Aval in bracha, nah, it's nothing to do with brachas. Mistavra de ba'ina davka mishiagiu la onas ha-maisros. It has to reach what we call onas ha-maisros, a stage of development where it's chayiv in shumas ha-maisros. And then it has a din pri, and then it's going to be a boy pri eitz. V'kodem l'chein, but before that point, l'choshe pri ha-ru'i l'achila. Before that, it's not considered a pri that's ru'i l'achila. V'chein, gamkin da'as ha-ponim ha-oros, v'lefi divrei mishtanu kol adinim shebesif hazeh. And according to that, everything that the Mechaber and the Rama said, we have to change. The Hainu, and that is as follows. You have to be able to see the pits from inside. That's the stage of development. It's Chayav and Shumas HaMaisos, and only then will it be Chayav and a Bar Pe'etz. It has to reach a third of its development. And carobs, it has to have black dots. I guess it starts out not black, and the black dots means it's starting to turn black. And it's starting to develop. V'chein b'chol min v'min yeshir miyuchad hazeh k'mavur ha'kol b'rambam perek beis milchus ma'isr ayin sham v'kodim she'yil the shir zeh, each and every fruit has its own shir when it's chayav and shumas ha'maisis, and only then is a chay, does it get a bar per eight, says the gra. And before that point, ainim avarach barach rak bar per adama v'yesh sa'ad l'divreim me'ar rambam, and the rambam seems to support the Bira Gra and the Panami Eros. Perkei, Hilchashmita, Milchas Brachas, Ayin Sham, Ukvar Nosu, Venosu, Bazah, Achron, Achron, already discussed this. Vine, the feed, Divri Agrova, Panami Eros, Mistavra, the Filu Mituk, Boor, Lo Mahani. So now it's not going to help if it haven't reached the point of Chumas Amashis, so spicing it up by putting it in on the grill is not going to help. Kamachi Inu Choshe Pri. It's not considered to be a pri. Kodeshi Gil Oran Samashis. It's not just, it's a pri that doesn't taste good, so it's a half edible, unedible pri. No, it's not a pri at all. And therefore, you're always going to say a bari pri adama if it didn't yet reach the stage of development. Why? Because sounds like this is a later point, and you're extending your bari pri adama, and you're always going to be yotzi with the bari pri adama on something that's bari pri eitz. If one is relying on the shulchan aruch, do not protest. He has on whom to rely.